lights in the auditorium and pray bright lights outside. And make sure that we have an extra overflow at the other side also. And if possible, we can fill up the street or something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 102 verse 13. Let's read it together in concert. One to go. You will arise and have mercy on Zion. Hold on. For the mercy of Zion to be delivered, God by himself will arise. You will arise and have mercy upon who? Zion. And I shared with you and I told you that we are Zionites. Is that not? For the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. The time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. So I came tonight with the instrument of God's mercy. Understanding that the word of God clearly has said in Lamentation 3 that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. I came because there are certain people, your situation cannot move. Nothing will happen except mercy bails you out. And for those people tonight, God said to tell you that he will arise and have mercy. That the Kairos moment, that is the defining, the strategic moment in time and destiny, it has come. So tonight I prophesy to everyone who's under the sound of my voice and knows that you desire the mercy of God to show up for you after this encounter. Any area you desire the mercy of God, receive it in the name of Jesus. Mercy is like a bailer. Mercy is like a fetcher. Whenever a person gets into trouble, or whenever a person finds themselves in a situation where they are hopeless and helpless, when you have tried everything you know how to try, when you have done everything you know how to do, and it still seems like you're not getting it. You have done with your expertise. Your intelligence has been added. Your skill has garnished it. Yet, answer has not come. Then you will look up to the hills where your help will come from. Mercy means compassion. Somebody say compassion. Sympathy. When somebody looks at a person and say, no, enough is enough. You cannot continue like this. I'm not comfortable with your condition anymore. I have seen that you have stayed too long here. You have tried everything you know how to do, but answer has not been delivered. Now, I am coming to bail you out. Not because of your intelligence. Not because of how smart you are. Not because you know how to solve the problem, but because mercy has seen your inadequacies. Mercy has seen your weakness. And mercy is saying, I will go ahead and make things happen for you. Tonight, somebody is touching God's mercy in a different way. To show loving kindness on a person that does not deserve it. That's what mercy is. To bend and stoop low to the level of a person that is helpless and will not have been able to help themselves. In other words, mercy is for those who say sincerely, God, I have tried all I know how to do, but I feel in myself, I sense and I can see my result shows that I have not achieved any despite my toiling. Then you say, God, mercy. I've come to realize that the only reason we are alive is because of the mercy of God. Man is such a being with recklessness and full of mistakes and error that the Bible says if God decides to consider our mistakes, nobody will stand. If God decides to go ahead and say, let me search through the scrolls one by one in the book of Job. Job explaining from an Old Testament perspective. He said, even those that are his saints, they are not as pure as why. He had to give them his own righteousness. With their own, they cannot. Every man's righteousness is a filthy rag before God. Hence, the need for God's mercy. Lamentation chapter 3, let's read from verse 21 to 25. Oh God, help us. I know separately you would have heard times where, just like I said now, I say, God help me. God help me. Whenever I say it, there's, God doesn't turn down the cry for help. Every time you say, help me, he looks down, it's an emergency in heaven. Any other person can say, oh God, I've done this. I know, but you say, God help me. Immediately heaven picks a red flag and say, where is that voice coming from? That one needs answer. Can I pray for somebody? She will access help tonight. This I recall to my mind. He said, as soon as this thing came to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not, people read this, they don't go back. The guy said, this is what I consider. Immediately it came to my mind. I have tried, I have done many things. As sinners, it just rang in my mind. And I remembered mercy. I said, there is hope. Regardless of whatever the situation is. As soon as I recalled, it came to my mind. I concluded there is hope. How? He said, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. They are new how often? Once in a year. Once in a month. Every first day of the month. They are new how often? Child of God, you know what God told me when I just sat down in there? He said, son, there are certain mercies that ought to be delivered today. People are here. It is their own. They have not taken it. He said, help me administer it to them. And I have come tonight as God's servant. Every area of your life where mercy needs to be delivered tonight. Where you have struggled about that thing and yet you don't know how to go. The Lord who has sent me. If I be a man of God, I declare mercy delivered in the name of Jesus. The allocation for today that you have not taken. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Take a delivery in the name of Jesus. They are new every morning. In other words, every morning, God goes to his mercy bank and he presses on the life of all of us, everyone. He presses reset. Everything happened yesterday, but all of a sudden, as soon as we cross to 12, God says, I am overlooking for whoever will say mercy. Have you not seen in scripture that every time people came to Jesus and the voice of mercy is what they brought, Jesus will not be able to turn them down. Every time they came to him and said, Jesus, have mercy. Regardless of whatever it is, Jesus can suspend the activities of other people. You know what mercy does? Mercy is an emergency helpline. Mercy is like 911. And tonight I see people whose heart bleed and say, God, you know the area in my family, my career, my business, my academics, my marriage, that I desire your mercy. Tonight I declare that the mercy of God that never fails, the mercy of God that reveals his character of love will be revealed to you in the name of Jesus. Let me take you a little bit through memory lane before the dispensation of time. Listen. Before the dispensation of time, there existed an era that is called eternity. Somebody say eternity. In the dispensation of eternity, those guys have no time watch. There is neither a beginning or end. Beginning started when God called it what? Beginning. beginning. So while they were living in eternity, God had 1,000 hosts and 10,000 of thousands and innumerable company of angels. He created all of them. And after God created these angels, he put them in a space called eternity. And in the place of eternity, unfortunately, there was nothing like mercy. Nothing like mercy. And God, having beauty and holiness and power, he created all the angels. There is the archangel Michael, Gabriel, you know, all of them with their names, and Lucifer. Then someday, somehow, Lucifer became the captain of the host in heaven. Whenever he had to command the choir, the Bible says, by the multitude of his beauty, he was so beautiful and filled with all manner of precious stones, the gold, the silver, the oxen, the topaz, the carbuncle, all manner of precious stones were his covering. Every time Lucifer appears, it's like the brightness of light. Nobody can just call Lucifer beautiful. Lucifer was the definition of beauty. The Bible says you were the sum of beauty. You were the definition of what beauty meant. So God positioned Lucifer just in front of his throne. Why? He said, you are the anointed cherub. I have made you so. Michael had an assignment and was busy. Gabriel had an assignment, was busy. Other angels had their assignment, they were busy. None of these angels understood, because as at that time, nobody had ever done anything wrong. In eternity, there was perfection. But listen to me, sin was first born in eternity. It was a carryover to time. So one day, Lucifer stood one day and he said to himself, looking at how big and gracious this God is, I can't even look at his face. What is so special about him? What is so good about him that I cannot behold his face? I'm always standing like this, protecting his presence. He has anointed me. He has given me grace and power. Whenever Lucifer raises his voice in heaven, all the angels, wherever they are, all of a sudden, there will be thunder and lightning, smoke, pillar of cloud, and all of them will shout, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The Bible says smoke everywhere. The train of his presence and glory will fill the whole temple. And all the angels will be calm. They knew at that time, as soon as they heard that voice, that that's Lucifer. If another person sounded like that, they could continue the activities. But when Lucifer made his sound, the Bible says in the day you were created, a special pipe organ was put inside of you. In other words, God created Lucifer and he made him an embodiment of instruments. He made him an embodiment of whatever music will ever be. So the Bible says by the multitude of your trafficking and your merchandising, living in eternity for the first time, sin was conceived. And Lucifer woke up in Isaiah 14 and he said, I will ascend. I will raise my stars above the stars of the Most High God. I will ascend to the farthest part of the north. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. I will be like the Most High. And as soon as Lucifer said that, child of God, the Bible says he was still conceived in his heart. He was yet to execute the action of his words. God sent Michael. No mercy. Somebody say no mercy. If Lucifer has shouted and said, it was not provided. What has not been provided cannot be given. What does not exist cannot be given. So immediately that happened, Lucifer looked, knowing that nothing, there was no hope. The Bible says, one third of the angels in heaven, his tail swept them and he gathered those ones. And Michael kicked him out of heaven. And as soon as Michael kicked him out of heaven, the Bible says the whole earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. But yet, nothing had happened. All of a sudden, God came and he looked at himself in heaven. While they were still living in eternity, actually. They were still there in eternity. Lucifer had been kicked out. There was no time. And Lucifer was kicked into an empty space right there. And God woke up one day and he started thinking in his heart. He now said, no. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. We will make man a better product than Lucifer. We will give man the dominion that Lucifer desired. The authority that Lucifer wanted, everything that Lucifer could not assess, we will give to man.
added to it.
God, seeing the eternity past and eternity future, he took a system called mercy and put it in place. Peradventure, man does the same thing Lucifer has done. So God considered and said, here in eternity, there's nothing like mercy. Lucifer has made a mistake and he has been kicked out. No mercy. There's nothing we can do about it. And that's the reason why when time ends here, every person who goes to hell eternally, no mercy. In eternity, there's no mercy. We are just in time. Eternity, we are in time now. As soon as it closes, pash, the trumpet of the Lord sound and the veils in Revelation and everything unfolds, there will be no mercy. The Bible says the people in Revelation, they were wailing and shouting and cursing God, but there was no mercy. Nothing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So we are in the dispensation of mercy. Somebody say mercy. As I speak right now, the Bible says it is accessible in time. He said they are new every morning. The day he made the sun, the moon, and the stars, as soon as he positioned them, he decided that something was missing in eternity that caused Lucifer to lose his place, and he cannot gain it again for all eternity. Now I have made man in my image and likeness. I foresee the possibility that man will err. I foresee the possibility that man will go into error. I see the possibility that man will transgress. What must I do so that whenever men transgress and they cry unto me, I'll be able to save them? So he designed a system, and he called the system what? Mercy. So one day, Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, and devil already planning. He did not know that God had a system. He had not envisaged it, because it didn't exist in eternity. So he thought that if he could do the same thing that he did to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, that God did to him rather, if he makes the same mistake, if he can cause Adam and Eve to make the same mistake, God will throw them out eternally, and God will continue repeating error like that. But child of God, you know this is the all-wise God. He's omniscient and all-knowing. He has seen the end from the beginning. Hence, he provided a lamb that will be slain. He was not slain at the foundation. He was slain before the foundation of the world. I don't care what you're going through. God already settled it before he created you. Before he made you, he settled it. Anything that is missing in your life, anything that is missing in your career, in this dispensation of mercy, I declare they are delivered in the name of Jesus. Crept into the garden and he came and he tried. As soon as he came there, he said, God has not said, I just want you to sin. I did the same thing. If you do it, let's see this God, if he has a solution. And all of a sudden, as soon as he did that, the Bible says the woman, being deceived by the beauty of the fruit, she took and she ate and gave her husband. And both of them realized that they were naked. It takes mercy to cover nakedness. The Bible says in the cool of the day, God started coming. And as he was coming in the cool of the day, the same time where they have their sweet communion, where they have their fellowship, where they have their meeting, as soon as God was coming, he looked around in the place of encounter. He could not find Adam. He looked and said, okay, peradventure they were. Where is Eve? He couldn't find. So he shouted, Adam, where are thou? At this time, Adam himself was not aware of the provision called mercy. He didn't know what his fate would be. Adam was not sure his condition, whether he would be lashed out into eternal darkness again like Lucifer. He wasn't sure. So when God said, Adam, where are thou? Adam said, God, I heard your voice walking in the midst of the garden, and I hid myself. I hid myself, God. He said, Adam, but how come? Why did you? What? How? He said, because I have done something wrong. I am naked. God said, naked? How? What happened to you? He said, God, I am naked. The woman that you gave me, she has given me, and from that tree I have eaten. And this is my condition. This is my condition. Wretched and poor. Empty and hopeless. Whatever you decide my fate to be, that's what my fate will be. The same way he decided for Lucifer, God would have stood there and said, from henceforth, you are banished eternally and choose to start another race. But God looked from heaven and he remembered that in time he had made provision for mercy. Adam did not understand it. So God said, after everything, he looked. What Adam did not understand everything that happened that day. God said to him, Adam, I will move you out of the garden, but I will not take you out of this space called earth. I will make a provision in mercy where you can take back your dominion. And I will ensure that this authority and dominion will come from your own seed. For the seed of this woman, this same woman that has been messed up, this same woman that has bastardized her place, this same woman that has a mess, I want to make a message called salvation. I have seen that there is a missing link. I will use this same Mary to make a message that will be called redemption. He said her seed will bruise the head of the serpent. Adam did not understand. And he said, move out of the garden. And he moved out of the garden. And instead of to drive them away in shame, God took an animal. For without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission for sin. He had to take that animal. He had done one big one, but that one, it was not yet time to reveal that one. The one that clothed our nakedness and gave us a new garment called righteousness. He said, let's reserve that one. So he took this animal. He slayed the animal, made cloth. They were managing to cover themselves. He said, you don't have to. In his mercy, he covered them. As soon as God covered them, everywhere in hell, they started asking questions. In heaven, what is man that you are so mindful of him? The Son of Man, you even visit him every evening for meeting. Huh? You made him a little lower than Elohim and crowned him with glory and honor. You set him over the works of your hand. What is man? In the realm of the spirit, you are a mystery. You just don't understand. Every time the devil looks at you, he does not understand, because he cannot demystify the man in Christ. He looks at you and is wondering, what exactly did God make out of them? And as they were negotiating and discussing that in the realm of the spirit, God smiled and he said, it is called mercy. The angels were there just watching, and God said, mercy. It is the dispensation and the era of mercy. One day Moses woke up and he said, God, if you know that I have found favor on your side. Exodus, can we look at it 33 from verse 18? Exodus chapter 33 from verse 18. Put it very fast so that I can rush through this and we pray. Somebody is going to place a demand on mercy tonight. Somebody is placing a demand on mercy. And he said, please show me your glory. Moses asked for glory, but God, see what God said. And he said, can you do the King James Version? This King James Version in its raw state. I like it that way here. King James Version. Thank you. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious on whom I will be gracious. I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. What did we ask? What are you giving? He said, show me glory. In other words, child of God, we are gathered for 20 days of glory. But for God to reveal his glory, he will bring you to the platform of mercy. He will take the mercy of God for you to see the glory. He will take the mercy of God for you to assess the glory of God. Moses said, show me your glory. And he looked at Moses. He said, Moses, my glory is my splendor. My glory is my beauty. My glory is all that I am. Nobody can see my glory and be alive. Perhaps there is a dispensation it is reserved for. Not this one. I have said concerning that dispensation, that they with open faces will be able to behold my glory. Not now. Moses, what exactly do you want? Moses said, God, show me your glory. And God said, I'm going to show you something. God took Moses and he put him in the cleft of the rock, the eternal rock of ages, Jesus, the revelation of glory. And he put him in that rock and he said, stay here. If you see everything with this Old Testament container, without the Holy Ghost indwelling, you will die. The only reason we see the hope, the glory of God, and we don't die is because of the indwelling. The indwelling. Somebody say, he lives in me. He lives inside of me. Moses stayed there that day, and the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. Look at it now, a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory does what? Pass it by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand, while I do what? Pass by. And I will take away my hand, and you will see my back path. How did Moses write Genesis when he was not there? He saw the back. He saw the back.
Everything that had happened in the past, before he was born, God said, I will show you the future. Moses, go and write the past. So Moses started writing Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, the things that he was not there. He was not there in Genesis, but he wrote Genesis. People have asked that question. A man who sees the glory of God has access to both the past now and even in the future. Moses could not access it because he wasn't carrying the future inside of him. For Christ in me, the hope of glory. Are you hearing what I'm sharing with you tonight? I'm laying a foundation for what is happening already in somebody's life tonight. So Moses had that encounter with God. And in Psalm 86 verse 15, the Bible says, but you, O Lord, are God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. You, O God, are slow to anger. You abound in steadfast love. A woman one day in the book of Matthew was caught in the act of adultery. And while this woman was there, everybody was condemning her. They were saying all manner of things. They were ready to stone her to death. And all of a sudden, mercy showed up in the midst of the crowd. The bail came around, but they were not aware. They thought that it was another time to stone. They had stoned other people before Jesus would show up. But that day they were about to stone the woman. Mercy was available. Can I say to somebody tonight that mercy is available for you here tonight? I say mercy is available to heal that sickness. Mercy is available to deliver you from the accusations. Somebody holler mercy! Everyone gathered and they picked their stones. As they picked their stones, they said, we must stone her. We will kill her now. She has done wrong. What a sinner, adulterer that you are. Foolish woman. As they were about to cast the stone upon that woman. Like some of us, you probably live in an area where you are messed up before. They have known your past. They knew you growing up. They knew how many people slept with you. They knew how many times you were a criminal. They knew how many times you fell in the gutter struggling with drink and everything. And they have condemned you. God said to bring a message to somebody, neither do I condemn you, neither do I condemn you. Rapatana managabaya. God is wiping off somebody's past, and your mind is wiping off that past. The past has held you bound long enough. God said to tell you that in this moment, He's shifting you into the future, He's bringing you into your reality, He's bringing you into a glorious life. Somebody holla mercy. They gathered a stone as they were about to stone. Jesus said, hold on. Let's discuss this matter. She has come to the Supreme Court of Eternal Justice. This is not an appeal court. It's a Supreme Court. And they stood and they were watching. And the decision of the Supreme Court is always final. So Jesus stayed there. As Jesus stayed there and they were looking at the woman, the woman could not raise her head. She had done the act. She really sinned. They caught her red-handed. So it was not like we saw her in mirror. It was Instagram picture. It was a leaked message. No, it was not anything leaking. It was real. Somebody say real. They caught her. They saw her. They were eyewitnesses of her errors. I don't know who are the eyewitnesses of your mistakes of your past. And they are judging you with that. God said to tell you, He will silence their voice. He will give you a future. He will rearrange your life. He will restructure your destiny. Can you please holla mercy? Stayed there and they were looking at the woman. And Jesus looked and said, how many of you? You see, I am the Son of God. I came to seek and to save them which were lost. I didn't come for the righteous. I came for the unrighteous. I didn't come for those who are perfect. I came for the imperfect. It is my desire to see that things will happen. Let me change your system. Moses told you that whenever things like this happen, you should stone. They said, yes. He said, but I have had the encounter at the Mount of Transfiguration. Power has changed hands. It's no longer judgment. It's now what? Mercy. Somebody say mercy. And they stayed and they were watching what will happen. And Jesus said, let me explain to you. How many of you, pointing at this woman, in your life since you were born, have never done anything? There are many people who committed abortion. Nobody knew. You got pregnant and they're shouting at you. God said to tell you, in your mercy, in His mercy, He will deliver you this season. He will deliver you this season. He will help you this season. He will wipe your shame this season. Many have made mistakes. Nobody saw them. They hid it. They threw away the chat. But your own leaks. And you are crying and say, God, I am the one that you need to show mercy. God said to tell somebody, I am wiping off that past. I am giving you a new beginning. I am changing your story. Can somebody holler mercy?
The woman
woman
started crying, no defending of herself. She wasn't trying to say, I'm good, I'm nice. No. She was just weeping. And all of a sudden, Jesus said, if any of you have not done anything worthy of stoning or death, cast your stone upon that woman. And the Bible says they dropped their stones one after the other. As you are leaving this meeting, all the accusations that have been written against your life, the devil has said, that's why you must die of that sickness. The devil has said, that's why you must die of that infirmity. The devil has said, you did it, you deserve death. But God said to tell somebody tonight, I am erasing that record, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that were written against you. I don't know the satanic ordinance, the ordinance of your past, the ordinance of your youthful mistakes, the ordinance of your errors that has caused you pain in this season. God is blotting them out. God is blotting them out. God is blotting them out. In the name of Jesus. If you are not tired, shout mercy.
The woman that was supposed to be stoned, sitting down there, hopeless, mercy looked at her and said, woman, where are your accusers? And as she was wondering, she was still expecting she would see, and she stood up. And she said, my Lord, they are nowhere. They are gone. Every voice of accusation that has said a mistake you made in the past will destroy your life, that has said a carelessness, a negligence that you did not consider, but you just did that thing, and the devil has said he will finish you with it. Today I came with the rod of mercy, and I declare over your life and your destiny that the Lord by himself is erasing that record. I say he's erasing that record. He's giving you a brand new start in the name of Jesus.
Let me rush through this. The height of God's mercy was shown on the cross of Calvary. I wouldn't want to take time to talk about that, but let me go through some of the things. We are the vessels that God has decided to show his mercy on. In the Old Testament, you see people come, and as soon as they shout and say, God, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. No matter the crowd, if Jesus hears the voice of mercy, he will turn. And tonight, Jesus is turning somebody's direction. I can't hear you. I say he's turning to your direction. Jesus is bringing the matter to your direction. He's bringing mercy to your direction. In the mighty name of Jesus. If those in a faulty and old covenant can access mercy, the Bible says the covenant they were in was faulty. Seeing that it was faulty, God made a new one. Blood of goats and bullocks stood for them, but now the eternal blood of Jesus Christ is the one standing for us. If that is the case, child of God, whatever the devil thinks about your life, I came to announce to you, sometimes those who are walking so righteously, you know me, I believe heavily in principles, I love people following the pattern and the method, but I realize that in my walk with God, somebody asked and said, during the course of the construction, how were you coping? You were still preaching plenty messages and they were new and fresh. I said, mercy, there were nights where I slept. I hardly will, but there were nights where I slept. I came into service and literally I was almost blank. But the oil of mercy would drop some message. And people would say, Pastor, how did you preach that? I was healed in that service. And I say, wow, if you had known that it was mercy. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. You can't talk about mercy without the grace now. You need to know that. There are times. So prepared. I've had times I went for ministration prepared and I forgot my message book and I said, God, and it's a titled message. They get, if it's just a pastor preach randomly, it would have been fine. I will now look up to the hills and I'll say, God, Holy Spirit, even if I was careless, I was packing my shoes when I was supposed to be doing this thing, but God, and say mercy. How many of you know that song? Philippians 2 verse 27, one of Paul's servant was about to die. Philippians 2 27, let me do this so that we can pray. Look at it. He said, for indeed I was sick almost unto death. Indeed he was sick almost unto death, but God had mercy on him. So people usually will say, we are new covenant believers. We don't need the mercy. We have obtained the mercy already. Paul said, no, that's not true. He said, God had mercy on him. He would have died. He said, God had mercy on him. He said, but not only on him, on me also. I would have had sorrow upon sorrow. My sorrow would have been multiplied if not for the mercy of God. I don't know that person who came to this service. If that business closes down, the source of your income is gone. And now it's looking as if it is going down. I don't know who came for this service tonight. If your mom or dad goes with that sickness, you are going to be like you are starting afresh with your life. I don't know who is in this service tonight. They have shown you the test result, and obviously it is like sorrow upon sorrow. I don't know who came to this meeting tonight, and you have done everything you can, but you have seen that you said nonsense in the interview. But if nothing is done, you could go hungry and you will die. God said to tell somebody, mercy is coming for you tonight. I didn't hear you. I said, mercy is coming for you tonight. Mercy is coming for you tonight. In the name of Jesus. You have spent all your money, invested it in one place, and they say that everything is going. And you say, God, mercy. 5 years, 10 years of my life. I can't go like this. And all of a sudden, tonight, God said to me that there are certain people that will assess deliverance. What would have caused sorrow upon sorrow in your family? What would have brought tears in your family? God said to tell you, He's wiping it off in the name of Jesus. Anything that is designed to shame your family, Paul would have been ashamed. They would have said, great apostle, the one who healed the sick, you raised dead. Why did your own assistant, Pastor Paul? What happened? Paul said, no, God, don't let it happen. I am not doing this based on my healing ability. Everything I have, it is you. I'm not saying I know how to do it. Have mercy! And the angel of mercy showed up and looked at the young man that was sick and touched him. And Paul said, God considered me. God considered me in His mercy. Any person, if there's any situation in your family today that is about to bring shame, that will make people mock you and ask, where is your God? That will make people mock you and say, what is it? You have been going to church all this while. We have been seeing you, and yet you are going to fail that exam. We have been watching you, and now see your business is drying up. We have been watching you, yet you are not getting married. I declare today, I invoke the instrument of mercy. I invoke the instrument of mercy. Receive mercy in the name of Jesus. Receive mercy in the name of Jesus. You did it in ignorance, but now it's affecting you. Hey! You did not know. You did not know. It was a mistake when you were in the world. But now it's a tag. You committed several abortions. And today your womb is gone. And somebody says, but God, I am born again. I still need a womb. I don't want to go childless. The mercy of God is coming upon your errors. It's wiping away your errors. It's wiping away your mistakes. In the name of Jesus. Pastor, did you come tonight for those who have made mistakes? I say, yes, that's why I came. Those who are perfect, you can be perfect. But I have realized that even me in myself, every time I look, people say, Pastor, how do you do it? You are so strong with many, many things around you. You have not fallen. I say, I wish you knew. I wish you knew that the same temptation that came to others and dropped them came to me. Not because of my intelligence, where I read the Bible very well. But I looked up to the hills where my help will come from. And I said, God, if you don't help me, where else will I go? If you don't help me, what will happen? How will my life and ministry go all of a sudden like this? And all of a sudden, I see supernatural strength come into my bones. And he says, son, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will not die in the midst of it. I pray to invoke mercy over somebody's destiny. I invoke mercy over your career. I invoke mercy over your business. I invoke mercy over your marriage. I invoke mercy over your children. That child will not die. That child will not die. That business will not die. That career will not die. Somebody shout mercy. I didn't know. I was in ignorance. I was in ignorance when this thing happened. And now my life is going like this. God, what is the way out? At the crossroad where it seemed like there's no way, all of a sudden a banner is rising for somebody tonight. And on that banner is written mercy. And God is saying that he will not allow your years to be wasted. Can I pray for somebody tonight? The mercy of God that is accessible to those who are humble and of a broken heart. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The consequences of your mistake is supposed to haunt you. Seed time and harvest time will not cease. But when mercy shows up, he looks at the seed, he considers, and he says, because I can hear mercy, I will not let you reap that harvest. Every seed that you have sown that is supposed to waste your life, every seed you have sown that is supposed to give a negative harvest, I declare tonight, mercy is changing your report. Mercy is changing your report. Mercy is changing your report. In the name of Jesus. I am tired, God. I cannot die. I can't continue being sick like this. It was not my fault that they married ASAS. How will I now die like this? I'm tired. And you stay on that sick bed and say, God, mercy. It wasn't my mistake. I didn't know how. They say everybody who's born to parents that had diabetes will have diabetes. They say, God, how? How? The last time I checked your word, you said you will not judge the sins of the parents on the children. Then what is mercy for? If everybody has it and I have it, with the DNA of Jesus, by the blood that was shed, and you stand on the platform of mercy, and God looks at you and creates an exemption for you. Everyone who desires exemption from every family pattern, satanic pattern, cycles that repeat and affect generations in your family, tonight I declare, by the mercy of God, you are exempted in the name of Jesus. I say you are exempted in the name of Jesus. I say you are exempted in the name of Jesus. You are exempted in the name of Jesus. I have sown seed. I have fasted. I have prayed. I have followed the principles, sir. I've not seen answer. God says, turn to mercy. Ordinarily, because you refuse to obey certain principles of loyalty, you should have died like Absalom. But tonight you say, God, I don't want to die like Absalom. I need help. STDs everywhere should kill you because of the mistakes. But you are saying, God, I have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. In the Old Testament, they had city of refuge. If a person did something negligently, they will run there and they will save them. How much more in the New Testament? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. As you run into that name tonight, whatever should have destroyed your life is reversed in the name of Jesus. It is reversed in the name of Jesus. It is reversed in the name of Jesus. You will lift up your voice tonight and you will desperately cry for mercy. Listen. Hold on, listen. Before we pray, listen, look at me. See, when everything fails, mercy. It doesn't fail. The Bible says God that is so rich in mercy. So rich. In other words, his wealth is wealthy in what? Mercy. In Exodus, the Bible, somebody needs to see this. Bring that my bag for me. Let me give this illustration. Bring that back. Exodus chapter 34, verse 6. Exodus chapter 36, rather. Exodus chapter 36. Is it 36 or 34? Let's see. 34 verse 6. Very good. He said, and the Lord passed before him and proclaimed. He said, the Lord, the Lord God. Merciful and what? Gracious. Long suffering. And abounding in goodness and what? Truth. From verse 4. This is what I want. He said, keeping mercy. Somebody say, keeping mercy. Somebody say, keeping mercy. For how many? For how many? So look at, God has a bag. In that bag is a storehouse of what? Mercy. Somebody is seated somewhere and is saying, Rabba-da-da-da-da-da. Lord, I know you know I do it well. I pray 2 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours. Therefore, I must see God. Another one says, I have gone for the skills. I have the intelligence. Hey, thank you. I have an excellent mind. It's okay. But after your display of excellent mind, who gave it to you? Another one says, God, I don't know why men are not coming around me. I have beautiful curves. I'm very beautiful. It is not by beauty, sir. One mumucious, uglicious sister go marry better husband. You better keep your shape and take mercy shape. Sir, it's not by shape. I've seen guys that are macho, well-hided, but therefore go slow, then they say poverty, they beat them. And I've seen somebody that is looking so legacious like this, and God has honored the person. He said, God, he... So even when you have everything, you are tall, dark, and handsome. You are beautiful, and you are looking glamorous. And all of a sudden, people are not passing. Keep quiet on what you have, and place a demand on what you don't have. Mercy. You have been shouting and bragging about what you have. That's why answer has not come. I'm the one that is more fine than this. I have more skill. My degree. It's not by degree. Degree is by decree. He said, and thou shalt decree a thing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So God, carrying his mercy bag, keeping mercy. Somebody say, keeping mercy. Ayadada. Look at God. Hold it. That's God. He's keeping mercy. He's holding it. This one is shouting everything. And God says, this guy, you are wasting some time. Then all of a sudden, one person shows up and say, God, I am helpless without you. I am hopeless without you. My life makes no sense without you. It is in you that I can live and move and have my being. As I'm going for that interview, I have read all I know to read, but I still feel inadequate and incomplete without your mercy. I have done everything about these children. I have tried to train them. I don't know what is happening. God, push them somehow to where Pastor Mavis is. Let mercy show up on them. Instead of saying, I train my children. I know my children. No. What's your mistake? Go. There are certain things you may not know. You will sit in your house and say, God, wherever they go, mercy. You are entering the exam or you read everything. All the scheme of work, complete. You knew everything. As you drop the paper, everything was boiling in your head. Yet, you look and say, mercy. Somebody holla mercy. The one who keeps mercy, he does not give it to everybody. He keeps it. Not everybody assesses mercy. Number one class of people that assess mercy are those who are consciously and consistently asking. Ask and you shall receive. Don't say, I don't need it. But I need mercy. In this ministry, there are many things you don't know. There are many pastors everywhere doing many things. I don't know how the people around came here. All I know is that I say, God, let your mercy just show. 20 days of glory, the miracles, the healing. How will it come? God said, Mavis, my mercy. You ask, I will give you. I felt humbled. I felt so humbled and I said, God, I'm the one that you have shown mercy. Number two, the humble and the broken. Those who come and do not say, me. David started crying and he said, God, I have messed up. Look what happened to Bathsheba. You should use a hammer and kill me. He said, but Lord, do not blot out my transgressions. Look at me with the eye of mercy. Consider that it is this same David that you have said, you will not take away your sure mercies away from me. I know I've made mistake. I'm not bragging about it. Every time somebody begins to do that, the bag of mercy begins to open. Keeping mercy. He begins to open. Then he will open and bring one of the papers of mercy. And he will say, open it. That is a receipt. He will say, look at it. Paid and supplied.
Mercy paid it. Not your expertise, not your skill. That healing you are about to receive tonight, that breakthrough that is coming now upon you. If there is any area of your life you know that you cannot help yourself, if there's anything God has ever done for you before that you can say it is His mercy, open your mouth and start thanking Him first for the mercy. Start thanking Him for mercy. Start thanking Him first for mercy. Let thanksgiving precede what God is about to do in your life. Start thanking that you are alive today, sir. It's not by your power. It's not by your might. It's not by your intelligence. Give God thanks for the last 30 seconds.
Modupe, Modupe, Moria.
Go ahead and give Him thanks.
Tori Kishe Kuku Iyo, Moria Nuba. I'm alive today because God kept me. I'm here today only because of His grace. He kept me.
God kept me.
Mercy does not consider your flaws.
His mercies kept me. So I wouldn't let go.
Arabadana maragabala balabala balabash.
Begin to thank God for mercy so far. We have 5 minutes there about and we leave here. Thank God first. Something will break out in the next 5 minutes. But let mercy precede it. Jesus, it's not my intelligence. It's not my skill. It is not the administration skill. It's not the eloquence. It's your mercy, Lord. I am what I am by your grace. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Thank you. I am grateful. I am grateful. Shada rabba da 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 da. I am grateful, Jesus. Rabba de 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 de.
Is my guilt, my shame, and put your love.
You look beyond me, oh. You look beyond me, oh.
You look past my sins, my guilt, my shame, and put your love.
You look beyond me, oh. You are presenting God's mercy as your instrument tonight. Are you ready tonight? Are you ready tonight? Hiya, da, 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 da. I know a God who's merciful and kind,
faithful and gracious,
and the apple of His
eye, and the toad that,
feels His heart.
Every morning, noon,
and night. He loved me when I didn't care.
He was patient when I came running back into His arms. Look how He turned my life around.
Lift up your hand wherever you are and say, dear Father, let your mercy prevail. Listen, if there is any area of your life you desire that you know that God, if you don't help me, nobody can. If you don't show up, I am done for. How will I have made a mistake at the age of 14 and 15 and that mistake will render me useless? How will I make a mistake in marriage and I will die a helpless woman? Jesus, bail my marriage, bail my business, bail my academics. I cannot die like this. I need the bailer called mercy. Lift up your voice and say, dear Father, tonight, by your mercy, take over my situation. By your mercy, bail me out. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. I can't hear you pray.
Where else can I
let me hear you pray? By your mercy.
No way.
You have lost your fallopian tube. You need mercy.
No way. If you don't help me, where else can I go? No way.
STDs, sexually transmitted disease, no infections and virus. Say, God, I am sorry.
Fix me.
Mercy. Mercy. Your message over my family, over my life, my career. I will not remain like this. This is not the best of my life. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord.
Run to you.
Pray, child of God. Don't look at anybody. Your fault. Why should you suffer for it? Even if it is your fault, mercy will overlook. Maya kabaraka na rabadai. Shout mercy, Lord. Shout in mercy, Lord. Listen, the cry of mercy is not a gentle cry. Blind Bartimaeus knew he would die hopeless if nothing shows. He would have died a blind man. Ayatara, there's somebody who would have died in that condition. But tonight, the same God that helped blind Bartimaeus, as your mercy thunders into heaven, Ayataraba. The God who keeps mercy tonight is dispensing it. Shada-da-da-da-ya. Somebody holla mercy, Lord. Over your health, mercy, Lord. Over your family, mercy, Lord. Over your career, mercy, Lord. I saw Joshua the high priest standing, and Satan stood by his side, and Satan started accusing him and said he must die, he must die. And all of a sudden he said the angel came by the side and he said, is this not a brand that has been plucked out of the fire? And he said he was wearing a filthy garment. He said, take away the filthy garment, every filthy garment that your mistake has put upon you and is affecting your ministry, affecting your career, affecting your life. Tonight, that garment is moved by the oil of mercy. That garment is moved by the oil of mercy. If you are that person that I have said, as a young man, it is not possible in this life for you to be fertile again. This infection has rendered you useless. Go and write it. I came with the bailout instrument of mercy. See, I have not mentioned your case. Mention it where you are. I'm about to deal with it with the rod of the spirit. Every case that requires mercy, every case that needs mercy to answer, lift up your hands wherever you are. That thing that will bring shame upon shame, that thing that will make a mess of your Christianity, tonight, whatever you have mentioned that you desire mercy for, I declare tonight, access mercy in the name of Jesus. Amen. Access mercy in the name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus, thou son of David. Amen. The Bible says they told him, shut up, shut up. Any person who shuts your mouth from crying for mercy has shut your destiny. Listen, as they shouted and said, blind Bartimaeus, shut up. He said, no. I am tired of being blind. Jesus, Thou son of David, have mercy. He was blind. Jesus said, immediately the attention of Jesus. As I said it, I see the attention of the angels moving to certain people here now. Inside, outside, online, wherever you are right now, by the mercy of God, I declare that sickness disappear in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your mistake has caused a setback in your life. Today, by the mercy of God, I move you out of the go slow lane. Receive speed in the name of Jesus. You have been careless with your financial obligations and tithing, and the devil has said you will suffer the way you are. But God says, I will overlook now and give you a brand new start. Every recklessness in business, career, spiritual things that you have made, and you are saying, God, I am sorry tonight. I declare, by the belly power of mercy, receive mercy in the name of Jesus. As your hands are raised, things are happening already. God is healing people. Lift up your hands and begin to thank Him for mercy tonight. Begin to thank Him for mercy tonight. By the mercy of God, every negative report, I give you 40 days. Every negative situation, people have come here to testify and they say, Pastor, in 20 days of glory, the day you talked about reversal of negative report, that was the day my report was reversed. I stand upon this altar by the instrument of mercy. Every negative report over your life to slow you down, to frustrate your progress, by the mercy of God, in the next 40 days, your story is changing. Your story is changing. Check yourself. God is healing you because of mercy, not because of anything you have done. Touch yourself. Issues with your ear, issues with your head, issues with your eyes, anything, any area of your body, check yourself. There's a bailout instrument of mercy that is bringing healing to somebody. Lift up your hands right now. God is perfecting something in somebody's life in the next 2 minutes as we close. Rata da 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 da. When mercy will show, it's blood that He brings it. By your blood, you crushed principalities. Jesus. Jesus. By your name.
By your name, you established authority.
Jesus,
the righteous.
As we took that song, my eyes opened and I saw that woman that came to Jesus and said, Jesus, my daughter is vexed, have mercy on me. And Jesus said, woman, you do not deserve anything because you are not a Jew. But if you read the Bible, it said, have mercy. The woman said, mercy. Somebody say, mercy. So when Jesus said you will not, she said, no, you didn't hear me well, sir, Jesus. Jesus, I am saying mercy. I didn't say deserve. I know I don't deserve it. Look at me. How can I deserve it? And immediately she said that, Jesus said, what? Who taught you that? I've never seen any faith in the whole of Israel like this one. And the Bible says that same very hour, somebody's mother is sleeping now and she's about to die. Somebody's parent is having an issue. And they are incapacitated, and because of that, they have stopped work. And poverty is about ravaging the family. Rande rebo shota. They made mistakes. Listen, they made the mistake. You started eating unnecessary food, and now you are growing old. Diabetes and everything is eating you up. And you will say, God, it was my mistake. I didn't know. Mercy. Ayana maskatara. As those hands are lifted, manzi gadurupo shataya. Erieke supatapata. Jesus looked at the woman and said to the matter, by the same mercy, I declare tonight, your matter is settled in the name of Jesus. That matter is settled in the name of Jesus. three times, somebody shout, mercy!
Mercy!
Mercy! Mercy!
Put your hands together, celebrate Jesus.